is Morning Routines with the I Love Success podcast.
Do you think mornings are important, and how are your routines looking?
I used to not be a morning person at all, but I have become a morning person, and I have a routine every morning now where I start the day with walking my dog that I've had now for about 4 months. And that has been kind of this great way of getting the morning started. I live in this great neighborhood that have like awesome walking streets and whatnot. So I go out for anything between 20 to 45 minutes. The first, very after I have my glass of lemon water, I take him for a walk. And then I come home, I wake up my 16-year-old son and, eat breakfast with him. That's kind of our morning routine. Then depending on if I need to go to a studio or not, I might be like super rushed to get ready. But if I'm working at home, usually I'll take the time, I go outside, I breathe, I work out, stretch, do something to move my body. I've noticed there has been big chunks of time in my life when I haven't been exercising or moving enough. And at that time, I didn't understand why I was so tired and grumpy and irritated, and everything just felt like, but now I have realized that, which I should have realized years ago since I used to be an athlete. I mean, I should have known that I do feel so much better, but it's so hard to get started. But now I do something every day in my entire house, actually. I have I have kettlebells everywhere or weights or those stretch band things. So I will actually stop and do something pretty much throughout the day, and I also walk a lot. But the morning, asking about the morning, that first walk in the morning to just kind of, and I don't have my phone with me or anything. I'm just there, taking it in, even if it's been like this winter, even when it was pouring rain, I'll do that walk.
And what's the first thing when you wake up? Are you doing any affirmations? Are you meditating? Are you thinking about something special? Or is that like you touch base, you start on zero when you walk your dog?
I start on zero when I walk my dog because he's like the politest dog on the planet. So he will actually not start get your attention until he sees that you're awake. So, but once he sees that, he wants to go out. So I don't do any other things. I kind of do that later in the day, and that's usually then after when I get my day started. If it would be a typical day, then when I work at home or if I'm off work or whatever, I will go outside in the backyard and kind of, just kind of think in positive ways. Think about something I'm grateful for, and just, or put on some great music and just be like, or call a friend or something to kind of put a positive vibe on the whole thing. And I'd really do, because I do know that since I sit so much in my work, that I really, really need to have the breathing and the movement and all that kind of stuff to make me feel better.
What do you eat in the morning?
Well, like this morning, I had I had some scrambled eggs, and I had like a whole grain waffle with some strawberries, peaches, and a good cup of coffee.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, do you think the more, because you said you used to be a night person, and a lot of my guests actually said that I used to be a night person, and then I got successful and I realized how important the mornings are to set the tone of the day. Is that something that you agree with, or?
Yeah, I think I would agree with that, because I used to be more of a night person. I've never been a morning person. But I think in the past year or so, I actually wake up pretty early in the morning and I do feel rested.
What time?
About 6:15, 6:30 typically. And I love it. It's I never had that before. But then on the other hand, now I'm super tired at night. Like, you know.
When do you go to bed?
Usually around 10, 10:30. You know, unless I've fallen asleep on the couch before that or something. But then on the other hand, I mean, sometimes I will sit and work at night. And that's also when time just disappears. And suddenly it's like 2 a.m. And it's like, oh, now what happened?